Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And fortunately, I'm about 20 miles east of all of those raging fires that you may have heard about. You know, I think the fires may be in direct response to the emotions concerning the state and the federal economic happenings right now. There's a lot of hot air blowing into the angry fires. People are mad, fearful, and just downright frustrated. Now, just imagine if people could finally understand that their emotions are being sent out into the ethers. Emotions materialize one way or the other, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The weather patterns are a direct reflection of what we are all thinking, especially mass consciously. Think about a drought, and guess what that represents? Lack. Think about an earthquake, and perhaps our fear of our foundation falling away could be responsible. Everything that is going on in the world right now is a direct result of our thinking and emotions. It's all about the law of attraction. So that's why we're going to have an open discussion with you, the listener, tonight. Because one by one, we can begin to change the way the area feels and change the emotions. So we're going to get down to your personal issues and discuss it. But before we get into our wonderful panel of experts, let me just share something really interesting with you. Guess who's going to be our guest next Sunday? The wonderful man from the movie The Secret, Mr. Joe Vitale. Joe's going to be talking about his new book, The Attractor Factor, so you're not going to want to miss it. He is absolutely so exciting. I just love this guy. And then the last show of the month of November is Hay House author Colette Baron Reed, who is internationally renowned intuitive, who appears on the same stage as Sylvia Brown, and has advised over 20,000 clients in over 29 countries. She'll be talking and taking calls from the audience, but before she does that, she has a very, very special message she wants to convey to all of us about the future. It's going to be another great show on the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. And speaking of Law of Attraction Talk Radio, guess what? We got a brand new website and a brand new network that we are going to start promoting. It's called the Law of Attraction Talk Radio Network. And it's our hope that there's going to be an informative show with different hosts every day of the week starting this December. So if you want to check out the brand new site and check out all the great things that are going to be happening on Law of Attraction. Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Go to lawofattracttalkradio.com. And I've got it posted on the blog for the host site here. And I'm really, really excited about it. It's just going to be so much fun and just an opportunity to get more information out to all of the listeners. I'm just so excited about that. And then let's get on with tonight's show. Remember, if you've got any questions that you want to call in, just call the number 718-508-9405. That's 718-508-9405. We've got three terrific Law of Attraction practitioners with us tonight, and they are definitely going to be able to help you understand what's going on with your life. But first, let me introduce everything, every one of them to you. And there we have Dave. Where we go? Dave Lovner, who has a blog site called A Second Cup Blog. He posts words of wisdom that you can connect to instantly. A really terrific place to go and get inspired. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. I appreciate that talk on my blog. I do appreciate that.
Oh, well, I'm just thrilled to have you here. You've got a whole bunch of words of wisdom to share. And then let me introduce our heart activist and law of attraction coach who hails from Ontario, Canada, Rosemary Heaton. Now, if you remember right, Rosemary was on the show a few months ago, and she really, really helped a few callers with some tremendous advice. And if you haven't heard that show, it's still available in the archives. I recommend you go and listen. It was just so fantastic. So I'm thrilled to have you on the show again, Rosemary.
Thank you, Jules. I'm thrilled to be back again.
Great to have you. And then we have spiritual entrepreneur and longtime law of attraction expert, Linda Miller, from North Carolina. Many of you know Linda from her many Yahoo groups. I believe, Linda, that the biggest one is the Million Dollar Manifesting Circle, isn't it?
It is. That's correct.
Great. And Linda has coached people and given many people opportunities to learn how to produce income. Now, as long as Linda is around, our economy is always going to be bright. A tremendously well-loved lady in the law of attraction world. Well, welcome, Linda.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to be here.
Oh, I'm thrilled. All three of you are here. Before we start with the questions, I thought I'd give perhaps each of you 5 minutes that you could tell us something about the law of attraction, perhaps something that's happened to you recently. Rosemary, didn't you tell me something about miracles happening this week?
Yes, I had some amazing miracles. And for those of you who are feeling like the law of attraction doesn't work for me, it may work for other people, please listen, because I have a great story to tell. I have been trained as a coach for 5 years, and I retired in the summer to coach full-time. And in September, after I kind of took the summer off, but in September I kept plugging away, and I had a couple of coaching sessions with very well-renowned marketers who said I was doing everything right, and I still wasn't attracting any new business. So I decided, since I had all this time on my hands anyway, that I would deeply work on myself and really clear what would be limiting me, because I knew I was, if they were telling me I was doing what I could do and should do, then it had to be something inside of me that was blocking it. And so I did some processes on myself, and I looked at my lack of belief in my deservingness. I looked at maybe something left from childhood that I hadn't yet healed that might stand in my way. For me, some of those beliefs were things like watching my father not be successful at his dream job, and perhaps I thought that would mean that I couldn't do it either, or that I couldn't surpass him in income. So those were a couple of the things that I worked on. And then not too long ago, I got an email from somebody, and I responded to her. It was about coaching. I responded to her, and she came over yesterday for her first session, and she said, "Rosemary, did you happen to notice the date on that email?" And I said, "No, I didn't." She said, "It was dated October 30th, 2007. She had sent the email to me more than a year ago. I received it this past week, and when she heard back from me in my reply, she couldn't figure out why I was emailing her all of a sudden. But I was inviting her to set up a consultation and talk to her about coaching. And so she said, "You know what? I just realized the universe must be giving me a message that I need to go and see this woman." And so she did. And that was what I found out yesterday. Earlier in the week, I had a call from a lady who lives in Seattle, Washington. And she had Googled hand analysis and Seattle. And my name was the only name that came up on her screen. Well, if you Google hand analysis in Seattle, you won't see Rosemary Heenan anywhere, and you will see many pages of other hand analysts. So she went to my website, and she was really looking for a coach. She'd already had her hands analyzed. So she really wanted a coach. When she went to my website, she said, "Oh my gosh, I thought you were talking right to me." And so she called me, and we're going to be coaching together.
Wow.
And so I've just had one thing after another happen since I did the clearing. And it's funny because I did some more work right after I was in Toronto. And while I was in Toronto a month ago, Joe Vitale was there doing a book signing and talk on his book, Expect Miracles. And I came back and read that plus The Attractor Factor, the newest version, that next week, and I started doing the exercises in those books on myself every day. So I really recommend everybody listen next Sunday and get Joe's book if you don't have it, or all his books, and do the activities in them because they really do work.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wow, that's a great plug for Joe, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and a great plug for the universe taking care of us, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great stories. Well, let's go on to Linda. Linda, you've been sick, haven't you?
I have. I might sound a little nasal. I have been sick, and I rarely get sick. And the funny story is when you invited me to do this, I said, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to speak. And you said, well, if you say you'll be there, and if you're not, we'll just tell them you're sick. And I said, oh, no, don't tell them I'm sick. I'm a law of attraction practitioner. I'm not supposed to attract sickness. And Julie reminded me, of course, that I'm also human. You know, so and of course, that's true. You know, that's true. We are just human. And that's something that I've come to realize the last few years is I, for a long time, I wanted to blend my spiritual side, which I see things from a higher perspective, and my human side. And I finally realized there really are two separate things, and so I can live in both sides of them and accept myself as a human with human frailties, but I can also step outside of that and see it from a higher perspective. And so I had a really quick story to tell you. Last year, my husband and I went to an Abraham Hicks. Of course, that's my primary source of information for Law of Attraction. We went to Abraham Hicks live workshop in Asheville, North Carolina. So when we still lived in Michigan, but we came down here for that, and now we've moved to North Carolina. But while we were there, Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, non-physical beings, had a cough drop in her mouth the whole time, and nobody said anything about it. And after the lunch break, Jerry, her husband, said, okay, I have a question that everyone here wants to ask. Why are you sick? You know, they all want to know, why are you sick? Why did you attract a sickness? And she told the story of how her little granddaughter was sick and wanted her to come and see her, and she was ready to go, and her daughter said, no, you'll come and you'll get sick from her. And she said, oh, no, I never catch anything. You know, I don't attract that into my life. But that thought was planted in her head. And so she went to see the grandbaby, and she did. She's just as human as the rest of us. And so she did, and that's how she got sick. I can look now and see the perfection in me actually being sick, and it kind of ties in with what Rosemary was talking about. My husband and I just took a 10-day trip to Michigan for my stepdaughter's wedding. And so it was a kind of a stressful trip because we drove up and we drove back. And then when I got the day before we left Michigan, my computer crashed. And so I'm like, I'm not in connection with the entire world and all of my business. And then when I got home on Monday, on Wednesday is when I got this cold. And so like it was like the world was just kind of crashing around me, and I just needed to be still. And then Saturday, I said to my husband, you know what? This is what all of you will recognize as a cosmic 2x4. You know, I got whacked up on the head. You need to slow down. You need to be still a little bit. And the minute I said that to my husband, he left to go. We're building a house here. So he left to go see what they'd done on the house that day. And my phone started ringing. And people were calling to join my businesses. there's like out of the blue, people were calling. It's like I let go, I relaxed, I said, I'm just going to be. And it just opened up, just like Rosemary's talking about. The universe had to hit me over the head with a 2x4 to make me slow down a little bit and allow some things to come to me. So I love that to kind of ties in with what Rosemary said.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's great. That's great. Yeah, allowing. That's a really important topic, and we need to probably talk about that tonight. What about you, Dave? What's been going on with you?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on, really. I've investigated further. You know, I started with the Law of Attraction by watching The Secret, as many people did.
Uh-huh.
And as I shared The Secret, it was interesting that some people would say, oh, it's just a large, large production. And I say, you know, it's getting to the essence. It was because of the large production, perhaps some embellishments, that people are attracted to that to start with, and they're able to go on and study. Well, The Secret was exciting to me, by the way. So I was able to go on from there, and, you know, there is one thing about the Law of Attraction that you and I discussed recently, and it really got real exciting for me, and that is, why is it do we always state I am, I have, instead of I want? You know, and it was perplexing to me for a little while. So this was exciting for me this week because I learned, you know, through my own continuation of, shall we say, vibrating with the Law of Attraction, that it had to do with the universe is looking for that vibration of who are you, what are you, not what do you think you are. So if I think I'm poor, or if I think perhaps that I want something, okay, the universe gives me the perfect reaction. It'll keep me in want. And so I'm having a great time going through this portion of it now. And I am, I have. It is great.
There you go. That's what I love to hear. Good.
Right.
And isn't that the most important thing, is that we have fun with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, very much so.
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Good, good. Okay, we're all on the same path. If we're going to be on this earth, let's just have a good time and just keep on being in the joyful moments here. Let's take some questions. Are y'all ready?
Sure.
I'm ready.
Okay. I've got a question, and I see I have a caller, too, and I'll get to the caller in just a second. I've got a question here from Paul. He says, okay, if the Law of Attraction is true and everything that you guys are saying is true, where's my stuff that I've been asking for? Oh, boy. Start off with the big one first.
That makes
who wants
back
to take
to
that
I
one?
Am I, that might get back to I am, I have.
There you go.
Utilizing the law, not that the Law of Attraction works, we work. Not the Law of Attraction. See, the Law of Attraction exists, but do we vibrate with it?
Mm.
Anyway,
good one.
That's how it's working for me.
Wonderful. That's good. What about you, Rosemary?
Well, I agree. I believe that it's all in the vibration, and if the stuff isn't showing up in the material world, then it means that I'm not in vibrational harmony with it yet, and so I can work on myself. And you had mentioned just a minute ago about having fun with it, and that's what Abraham Hicks tells us. That's what all the teachers that I've studied with say. It's we're supposed to be having fun here. And so the less we allow ourselves to have fun, the longer we're going to be waiting for our stuff.
Good one. So if maybe, Linda, if we're not attracting what we have been asking for, maybe it's because we're seeing it in a totally different light. We're seeing it desperately instead of seeing it. We shouldn't be looking at it so seriously.
Well, absolutely. Well, I think, first of all, if you're saying, where's my stuff, you're saying, I don't have my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe hears you and says, yep, you're right, you don't have your stuff. And so what we have to first do is acknowledge that we are responsible for our experiences. And that's the hardest part. And once you acknowledge that, then everything that happens, whether you get your stuff or you don't get your stuff, it's because you have created that. And as Rosemary said, it's what you're thinking, and as Dave said, it's your feelings and thoughts about I am. And what I tell people when they're saying, you know, this is not happening for me, then I say, take a look around at what you do have and find something in every moment to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it can be a warm shower or, you know, a warm bed or a roof over your head. It could be anything, the most simple things. And if you can practice gratitude in every moment, you're raising your vibration, the highest form of vibration. You are going to then send out those positive and high vibrations, and you're going to attract what you want. So the first thing is acknowledge that you're attracting whatever it is you're getting or not getting, and then find something that you do currently can acknowledge to be grateful for, and know that the more you are grateful for, the more you will attract.
Ooh, that's good. Very good. Very good. Well, I guess, I mean, I think Paul probably got that one. What about, we'll go on to Leah from actually Linda's group. She had such a great question. Do you remember it, Linda? Her question from Leah was, how does our negative vibration stay out of the universe? Basically, what she's asking, how long does it stay with us? Say we think something negative or something happened negative or we're just not in a good frame of mind. How long does that stay with us?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead, Linda.
Well, I personally, I remember Leah's question, and she wanted to know, like you said, how long does my negative thoughts or vibrations stay out in the universe? I'd love to hear the others' answers on it too, but I personally think it doesn't. As soon as you change your thoughts, the universe is not judging you. It's not saying, yeah, but you were thinking negatively yesterday, so we're going to wait a while to give you anything. The universe is just, it's like gravity. It doesn't judge you. It just responds. And so if you're thinking negative right now and in 5 minutes, Wayne Dyer is famous for saying you can choose your vibration. You can choose to change your thoughts in every single moment. I believe when you change your thought, it's instant. It's right then. There's no it's not lagging out in the universe.
Mm. Remember,
and I agree 100%.
If I could just interject there, remember the law of cause and effect. You can always change your cause to receive a different effect.
Yes.
Okay,
so people don't need to feel like, yeah, so people don't need to feel like, or feel guilty because I had a negative thought yesterday. Just change it today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
The laws of the universe are, as you say, instantaneous, really, and the law of cause and effect is also out there. So you can change that cause, receive a new effect from the universe, and that's what you'll attract.
Exactly. It's like gravity. If someone jumps off a building, gravity takes effect. It doesn't say, well, yesterday they weren't jumping off a building, so I think I'll just let them plug.
What about you, Rosemary? What is your input on that?
Oh, I 100% agree with Linda and Dave. I also believe that the universe is kind and loving, and we do not get punished for our thoughts. Gosh, if we got punished for every bad thought we had, we would just be destroyed very, very early in life. It's very human to have negative thoughts and to just trust that as soon as they change, everything shifts. And so you can expect that the good will show up as soon as you start to change the thoughts.
But
certainly your vibration changes right away to whatever you're focusing on, and so that puts you in the right vibration for good to follow.
Mm. Wonderful.
I think maybe a lot of us were raised with the belief that God was waiting to catch us doing something wrong and punish us, and that's where that kind of thought comes from, and that whole notion of karma, that anything that we do, we'll get back. And yes, that may be so, but I think it's only if we keep on doing whatever it is, and we don't learn our lesson, if we feel that we did something that we wouldn't do today, we may not experience karma from that event because we've already recognized that it wasn't the best thing that we could have done and forgiven ourselves and hopefully made amends for whatever it was. But we can change whatever is going to happen to us right in the moment that we're in. As soon as we're in the present moment, we are at choice for what happens to us. And I also agree completely that we are 100% responsible for everything.
Absolutely.
Human emotions are normal. I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
And we're normal people. That's what we do. We have emotions. The other day, you know, we have some politics going on at work right now. Okay? And we got a virtual slap in the face. All right? And how are we going to turn it around? Well, at first I thought, negative about it. I did. And I thought, some animosity toward the one doing the slapping. Well, as I kind of quoted, I wrote it down in my blog, I choose to turn it around. So my first focus is the well-being of the person taking the brunt of the slap. Second, the well-being of all the rest of the group feeling slapped. And finally, the well-being of those doing the slapping, because we don't concentrate on well-being often enough. Instead, we concentrate on revenge, focus on animosity. Well, all of those are natural, and that's the beginning. But where does it end? It comes out with a focus on well-being.
Mm. Absolutely. That's good. You know, I interviewed Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor. She was the brain surgeon scientist, actually, who had a stroke. And what she found out and what she learned from that experience of being able to recall everything during that stroke is that your mind can actually switch from happy to sad in only 90 seconds. So if it's true then that we can switch our emotions or bring them up to a better level, then we should be able to not have all of those bad thoughts or our bad mood actually follow us for very long. I mean, I've noticed it when I was in a bad mood for one day last week, and I noticed when I changed my attitude, it immediately affected the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It just made everything brighter. So it's really up to us on how long that we are going to stay in line with our detrimental emotions. It's like everybody is saying, the power is within us. We have the power to be happy or sad. We have the power to react to life instead of controlling everything. I mean, feeling good about everything.
Could I say something about that, Julie? It just reminded me of the concept of the yin and yang, that within the negative is the positive, and within the positive is the negative. If you think of that symbol, the black area has a white circle, the white area has a black circle. So if you see every experience comes with it bringing both positive and negative, every challenge that we have brings with it support so that we can master whatever the challenge is. And every good experience that happens comes with something that maybe the challenge in it is to let go of something so that more good could come to us. But there will always be both in our experiences. So when we choose to see each event as an opportunity to learn something, to grow from it, to develop some skills, to take different actions that we might have taken before, then we open the doors for us to move through these experiences and gain from them at the same time as they may cause us some unpleasantness because of the struggle involved in them.
Oh, good one.
Thank you.
Can I add something, Julie?
Sure. Go right ahead, Linda.
And just to add to that, I think that for me personally, I choose to believe that everything's in perfect and divine order, whether I like it or I don't like it. And so
if I make that choice, then everything gets a lot easier because I'm acknowledging that it is for my higher good, that I may not know what that higher good is, but mm-hmm. I know that there is a higher purpose, and I may never understand it, but it is there, and there is a higher purpose. And then secondly, when somebody, what I recommend people do, if I do spiritual mentoring, and when I mentor people, I tell them, I suggest that they find a thought in their past that makes them feel really good, and I ask them to describe that to me, and then I ask them to do what I just call park it on your shoulder. I mean, I have them physically, like, park it on their shoulder, and so when mm-hmm. they're going through their experience and they have something that doesn't make them feel good, I ask them just to take that thought off their shoulder and have it ready so they don't have to try and find something good to think about. And it might be the way your baby's head smells when it was little or some really wonderful memory that you have. And so you just bring that, you just have it ready right there on your shoulder always. And so you just grab it and you replace that thought. You replace the negative thought with this wonderful one that you already have prepared.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, love that.
I like
that.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I'm writing it down right now.
Wonderful. There's another question here, and one that I think everybody has. When the reality is that there is not enough money to pay all the bills, it is very difficult to visualize that all the bills are paid.
You know what? Visualizing.
What do you think is the best way to stay positive in that situation?
Visualize the money you have, not the bills. The focus should be on the money to pay the bills, not the bills themselves. And by the way, you know, with some laughter accepted here, I am a multimillionaire. I have
great.
All my bills paid. That's what I am. No laughter?
No, I am too.
We all are, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We all are.
See, the current economy is what we believe it to be only surrounds me. It's what I make of my own economy, not the economy
exactly.
out there. That's their economy.
Right.
Each one of us has an economy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We don't have to buy into it.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, because, like, right now, just like the weather, I mean, we're being, you know, all of this media is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
How do we stop from being worried about the future? How do we stop it? Because, you know, it's just flowing, all that negative press. You know, the stock market keeps on dropping. I mean, banks are going out of business. You know, it is a pretty scary time. How do we react to it? What's the best way through the law of attraction that we can react to it?
Well, one of the things that I've started to do is to offer a teleclass that I call 10 Tips to Reduce Your Stress in These Turbulent Times. And I've got more than 10, and now I'll add Linda's tip to it, if that's okay with her. What
sure.
I think is the best policy is to practice whatever we possibly can that keeps us in a positive vibration. So it might be laughter, and it might be sedating triple warmer meridian, and it might be doing the heart lock technique from the Heart Math Institute. But there are many, many, many ways that we can take control of our response to the experiences that are going on so that we don't let those outside experiences take us under. And we have control over that. We think we don't, but we really do. So anything that we can do that makes us feel good and to disregard it as much as we possibly can, that's my suggestion.
Yeah.
At first, you know, I was looking at when this all came about, and I also have a stock page because I'm vitally interested only because I have a retirement package through work. Well, that has reduced itself a couple of dollars here and there in the past several months. However, I've turned it around. I look at it as great potential for growth Look at all the way that that has a chance to grow now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at with mine. I don't look at it as, oh, look what I've lost. Look what I'm going to gain.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, the only thing I would add to that is that we have to first acknowledge again that we can't control what other people are doing, but we can control our response to it. My response to I don't say we have a turbulent anything right now. I don't acknowledge it. I don't watch the news. I don't pay attention to it. You know, some of it comes in your head if you just flash through a commercial or something, but mostly it's your response to it that you just acknowledge. I don't have to be a part of that. And you said early in the show when you introduced me that I help people make money, and I do that, help people make money from home. They don't have to be a part of that.
Oh, good. Yeah, so they don't have to be a part of it. It's everybody's choice whether they want to accept what they hear or not. So it's okay to kind of put your head in the sand and just not pay attention.
I've been told I have my head in the sand, and I've said, thank you, I like it here. It's serving me very well.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, as a matter of fact, on your blog today, Linda, was a good one. I believe it was a gentleman named Gary sent posted Abraham Hicks about their discussion on Wall Street. And it is very much along the lines of what everybody's been saying here. It's just go on with your work and know that this whole situation is actually creating more abundance for you. Just be open and allow this. You know that contrast is bringing more money than you can ever imagine in your life. Just allow it to happen. So if you view everything as being extremely positive, like Dave said, hey, we're you know, everything's going to be just grand.
That's right.
And find somebody like Linda that you can study with and learn an alternative way to bring in extra income or bring in a new source of income so that you don't have to be concerned about whether or not you're getting all your needs met from your job. See it as an opportunity to learn something new and find a good teacher like Linda that knows what she's talking about.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. I've got a caller on here. It's area code 406. Are you there?
I am. How are you tonight? This is
fine.
Ibra? How
I'm
are
sorry?
You?
Fine. I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, well, I love all of you. I just am enjoying this. I guess that my question was just to, I didn't have a question. It was just to agree with you and tell you how much I am enjoying the radio show.
Oh, good. Well, that's
Thank
great.
You.
Thank
great.
You.
Great.
I'm going to, that's always so wonderful to hear. See how we brought that on, guys? We attracted that to us. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Our heads hit the right space.
That's right. Thank you.
So let's go on, and let me see in the chat room what's going on there. I had I had some technical difficulties, and so I'm on two computers at once trying to work everything. Have you noticed I've been a little haggle here?
You must be having a great time tonight, huh?
Well, the phones will work on one on computer, and the other computer, I don't have enough juice, I guess. I don't know, but it's fun. I'm having a good time, and I get to listen to all of this. So, let's go on to relationships, Rosemary. Let's talk about that. What can we do as far as bringing that special person to us?
Well, my best advice is to become exactly what you want. So, if the law of attraction is true and we attract what we're a vibrational match to, then whatever we desire in another person, we have to be that ourselves, or we won't be able to attract it. So that's my best advice. Make a list of all the qualities that you're looking for, and then look and see, am I that? Is there something I need to work on in myself to make me a little bit kinder or funnier or more supportive or more emotionally stable or more economically stable or whatever it is that the person puts on their list? And that would be my first step, would be to do that. Then I would work on seeing that relationship and emotionally attaching the emotions that I expect to have when I have the relationship, and seeing myself with that person doing the kinds of things that I would like to do in a relationship. Imagine the smells of the cologne the person wears, or the smell of their freshly washed body or something like that, some smell that you really enjoy. Imagine the colors of the scene and see yourself in the places that you'd like to be with the person. Imagine the feeling of being in each other's arms and holding each other in a nice hug or walking hand in hand. Hear the voices. What are you talking about in the relationship? What have I left out? I think I got everything. Oh, taste. Yes, imagine that you're having a wonderful meal together. And what would you like to be eating, and what restaurant do you like to eat in? And I would spend some time thinking about all of that and visualizing it and experiencing myself in the situation that I desire, and see it as it's already here. So I am the person having this relationship. I am in a relationship with a person I love, and it's a healthy, satisfying relationship for both of us. Those are my tips.
Those are great. I have an example of that, Julie.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm the example. I met my husband. I was married for 15 years, single for 13 years. And then I met my husband 10 years ago online. And the thing that turned around for me that I met him, and at that time I don't think I knew the words law of attraction, but I was beginning to understand that what turned around for me was when I stopped trying to be what somebody else wanted me to be, and as Rosemary said, I became who I wanted to attract, or more of it, maybe not perfectly, but I became more of that, and I stopped being concerned about whether or not someone liked me, and I decided it was okay for me to have expectations. It was okay for me to require that someone be financially responsible. You know, that didn't mean I just was after money, but it was a requirement. And it was okay for me to require that they had a life and they just didn't just want to jump into my life. And so, as Rosemary said, I tell people, make a list of the characteristics that you require in someone, and it's okay to require that, because if you don't know what you're attracting, we all know what we attract. we don't want, you know. So,
yep.
So I just to add to that, I love everything that Rosemary said, and just to add to that, to when I decided to that it was more important for me to require certain things of others than being sure they liked me. I had to be sure I liked them. That's when everything turned around for me. And my husband popped into my life, and 6 months later we were married, and that was 10 years ago.
Oh, cool. That's great. Wonderful story. I've got a caller on the line here, area code 919. Hi there. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
I'm exercising the wisdom of listening at this point.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. So to continue on with the relationship mode, how do we get along? I mean, can you take a situation, say that, you know, you're headed towards divorce in a relationship, can you actually resolve that and turn things around through the law of attraction?
I think you can, because all you have to do is start to put your attention on the things that you loved about that person when you first met them. If you've fallen out of love at this point, or find something every day that you like about them, that you appreciate them for. Concentrate on the good qualities. And then once that sets in motion, the attraction and the feelings to come back again, get some good counseling, some good relationship advice. There are people that are really masters at communication that can help to enhance the relationship and put it on an even higher ground. But I would start with appreciating and finding the good in the person. It was there once. It's still there. It's like the clouds covering the sun. They've covered up the things that you love, and you can find them again when you're willing to look for them.
You know, I've been married 32 years, and I have to tell you, you go through things daily, okay, that may irritate you. Irritation is a normal, natural human feeling,
mm-hmm.
but it's a matter of communication, and just as you said, recognizing what you saw in the beginning, because what you saw in the beginning is still there, and I can tell
mm-hmm.
you that after 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, the only thing I would add to that, and I agree with both of you, that focus on what you appreciate about the person rather than what you've come to not like about them. But in addition to that, remember that you can only change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we women are really big on marrying men and trying to change them. You know, we can't change, and it might go the other way too, but we can't change anyone else, but we can change ourselves. And what I find magical is when I change myself, people around me appear to change, but it's really
mm-hmm.
only my perception. So when
mm-hmm.
I'm appreciating the good things, then everybody appears to be really good, because that's my perception.
Sure.
Now, what about blocks of resistance that we have, all this old baggage? How does that come into play? What do we do to release them?
EFT.
Well, EFT is, yep, that's a really, really good one. Go ahead, Linda.
I was just going to say, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, the tapping technique, really is good for releasing anything. You know, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Good, good, yeah. What about you, Rosemary?
Oh, I agree. It's one of my very favorite things to do. Anybody can learn it. The information that you need to learn is offered free on Gary Craig's website, emofree.com.
Yeah.
There are lots and lots of techniques, and I've studied so many of them and applied them, and I mix them up, and I use the one that seems to just intuitively seem to be the best at any point in time. I really like Ho'oponopono, and I know Linda does
yes.
as well. Those two are two of my top favorites. The work of Byron Katie, the Tapas acupressure technique. I've been learning a little bit about the options method since I've been reading Joe's books again. There's just so many. And it's just a matter of finding the one that you resonate with and then applying it regularly.
Absolutely.
Or you can even go to somebody else and have some release work done too. But for many of the people who have the concerns, the blocks have created a lack of money, and so paying somebody else may not be an option. In that case, just go online and Google EFT, Google TAT, Google the work, Google the options method, Ho'oponopono, and you'll find answers right there in front of you that you can apply.
Julie, a really simple thing for someone to do, too, in addition to all of that, which I think is wonderful, is to simply state an affirmation, and I learned a lot of this from Catherine Ponder, who's a wonderful author,
mm-hmm.
Is simply state an affirmation that says, I now release all resistance to whatever it is you're wanting to attract, or I now release, just let it go.
Yeah.
I release everything that is not in my best interest. You don't even have to be specific. I now release everything that is not for my highest good. How
mm-hmm.
good does that feel? Let
yeah.
it go. Just
and that's
let it go.
True. That's a good point, because whatever you can do to feel powerful in the moment, it brings
yes.
you up to
yep.
To match the vibration. I'm, as you know, a big proponent of hypnosis, because I'm a hypnotherapist. And I have clients every day coming in, and EFT is exceptional. You're right. If you can figure it out, you can do it yourself, and you'll get amazing results. If you have stuff that is really blocked in there from childhood that many people aren't even aware of until they're under hypnosis, then go for a hypnosis because it works fast. I love it. Every client I have, I get amazed every time. Oh, it's so much fun. I just get amazed on how powerful the mind is. And it brings you, and when you connect it, like Rosemary does, you connect the mind to the heart intelligence. My goodness, things just open up and life turns around immediately. You can really start releasing it. It's just wonderful stuff. So I'm a big proponent of hypnosis, in which I do incorporate EFT, too, when needed. It's very powerful. What about you, Dave? Anything that you recommend?
Oh, I think they've all said it all, really. That's good. I was just thinking of allowance. In other words, allowing yourself to free yourself. So they've really said it there. That was my initial thought, and really my top thought there is allowing yourself. You have to be allowing yourself. You have to allow yourself your life, your sphere. It's your space. What do you want in your space? And that's how I look at it.
Good. That's excellent. Excellent. Now, have you felt... Each of you, have you felt that since you've been studying Law of Attraction, you have been becoming more intuitive? Have you felt that?
Absolutely.
I think
yes. I've had lots of experiences of it, Julie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rosemary.
I do too, Julie. I actually depend on what I call spiritual guidance or divine guidance. I just depend on that to make all my decisions. And sometimes I can't tell people why I made a decision. They'll say, well, why? And I'm like, I don't know. That's just how I feel, and I'm going with how I feel.
Yeah, there you go.
Whether I understand it or not, I've asked myself, should I do this or not? The answer is yes or the answer is no, and that's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Great. And what about you, Dave?
That said it right there.
Okay.
I think intuition becomes more apparent to you because you think positive. You start thinking positive just because you know the law of attraction is there.
Uh-huh.
So you start to take these negatives and you start to throw them the other way. You start to think, okay, how do I get to change this since I know about the law of attraction? Since I know about it, how do I get to change it? And it actually saying just that feels pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've noticed for me and learning about the law of attraction, it's all about, for the first time in my life, is understanding and recognizing and monitoring what I'm feeling. Before, I couldn't tell you what I'm feeling, but through the law of attraction, I actually monitor it. And when something doesn't feel right, I don't go there. I'll wait a couple of days. And when it feels good, I am more aware of more times in my life that I feel good than before I was always feeling bad. So if that's how I progressed intuitively and I'm one with the universe, I'm one with everybody else, you know, gosh, what a great way to do it. I'm happier more of the time, more time now with the law of attraction because I'm able to understand what I'm feeling. That's really the big blessing of the law of attraction to me.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That
we're just really all on the same page, aren't we?
Yes.
I believe so. I believe we are.
I love it.
We're all connected, too. So tell me the future plans for each of you. Dave, what about you? What do you plan on doing with your blog site? It's so fun. Everybody, if you go into the profile page, you'll have his address and where you can reach it. You got to go see it. It's the cutest thing. What are you planning for the future?
I'm just going to enjoy life. And isn't that great that I could say that? You know
yeah.
what I mean? Before, I was always such a defeatist, and in fact, the other day I wrote about defeat, and it was really funny to me because I found that if I look defeated, I am defeated, and if I'm defeated, then I remain defeated. So I'm having such a great time looking up and around and looking for opportunity. Isn't that just great?
Yeah. That's, I love hearing that. That is so cool. What about you, Rosemary? What's on the plans for you in the future?
I'm writing down the things that I'm experiencing, and I would like to put it into a book in the future, and I am also really working on my coaching program and creating processes to take people through that I haven't used before and putting together some of the new things that I've been learning lately. And then, like Dave, just enjoying, like, you know, the whole process that I'm experiencing right now of allowing and having fun and you know, and one thing we did talk about how not to, that we don't believe the universe judges us, and I've really found that to be helpful for me because I used to feel, I used to do a lot of judging of myself, and when I started to look instead at, well, if I'm responsible for everything, what could I learn in this situation, and what's this telling me, and just taking it completely from the point of mind of curiosity instead of blame, made a huge, huge shift. And I know that changes your vibration because blame and shame are very, 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 very low vibrations. So that's one of the things that I would like to share as the time is nearly up.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's really important, too. Good.
Thanks.
Good. Wonderful. And what about you, Linda, my dear? What are your plans? You're in the midst of building a house. You're in the midst of helping all of these people gain financial security. What is your plans?
Well, I'm going to continue to pay attention to that cosmic 2x4 that I get occasionally, like I did this week. And my biggest goal, honestly, is to just to allow and to be what my first affirmation that I thought of years ago and continue to say, and it's the first one I teach people to say, is to simply say, I am open to receiving. Because if we're not open to receiving, nothing can get in. And that, to me, that means I'm open to receiving means I deserve to receive. I deserve whatever I'm asking for. That's the first hurdle. So I'm just going to continue to be open to receiving, allowing, following my divine guidance, divine inspiration, living in divine inspiration, and enjoying this new chapter in my life with my husband here in North Carolina, where we are building a new log home. It will be ready in a couple months, and just really looking forward to all that that brings and not really knowing exactly what that will be.
And, yeah, I saw a picture of that on your website, which it looks just absolutely wonderful. So you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. Again, I want to remind everybody that you can get Rosemary's website, which is rosemaryheenan.com. And, Linda, what's your website again?
Well, my blog that they can get some free courses is Law of Attraction Secrets, with an S on the end of it, lawofattractionsecrets.com.
Okay, great. And that's the one that has your website up, right?
Yes.
And then join all of her Yahoo groups. They're so much fun, and I constantly get so much information. Matter of fact, Rosemary, I think that's where I met you.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's just like one great big happy family here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you both for being a part of that.
Oh, thank you for having them.
Absolutely. And I want everybody to go and visit Dave's Second Cup site. It's so cute. It's just wonderful. Words of wisdom on there, as you can tell from
Julie,
his interaction right now.
If I could say, mm-hmm. The exact address is asecondcup.blogspot.com. And what it really is a chronicle of my relationship with the Law of Attraction. Mm. It really is not, it is only a teaching page in the sense of, here's what I'm learning as I go along.
Yeah, and it's very, very good. I love it.
That's
okay. Yeah, everything that we learned. Thank you all so much for being with us, and I will talk to everybody next week when we talk to Joe Vitale. Thanks again.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Enjoyed it
Bye.
All. Thank you so much. Bye.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.